Hello, everyone. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio. Enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self, your authentic self in the present moment, and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for being present with us. I appreciate you. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a little prayer and meditation, followed by my special, wonderful, inspiring guest, Jerry Scherr, director, producer, writer. Jerry is a member of the Directors Guild of America and is an award-winning filmmaker. She's currently in pre-production on the documentary feature Live Life, a movie about the human spirit and its ability to heal. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful interview, all you lovely people out there. Her website is www.livelifethemovie.com. We're going to be learning so much today. We're going to be connecting to love and oneness and the power within to heal. We're going to learn so much today. I'm grateful for our guests. But for now, I invite all of us to unite as one. Wherever you are, I am one with you. Wherever you are one with me and our guest today. Because there is no such thing as separation. There is only oneness within the heart of God. For we are one with God, the divine, the presence of love and all that there is. I invite you to join me for a couple of breaths in this moment to bring us into the present moment. I invite you to exhale first. Exhale all the air from your lung, going exhale it all out. And now bring yourself into the present moment. And I invite you again to take a deep cleansing breath in. And exhale with an exhale, letting go of any excess energy, any thoughts, any worries, doubts, fears, as we're uniting as one on this show. Thank you. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in. Breathing in love, breathing in beauty. Breathe it in. And exhale with an again. Yes, feeling yourself relaxed. Allowing yourself to be relaxed. Thank you. And one more time, breathe in. Love, beauty, joy. And exhale with an Yes, thank you very much. As we unite on this show, we unite everywhere on this planet in our consciousness. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for all that there is. I'm grateful for the power within us to heal ourselves. By the power of God, by the power of our spirit, by the power of our imagination, by the power of our mind, by the power of our willingness and our ability to heal ourselves moment by moment, knowing that healing is a process and healing is a practice. I invite you to open up your heart at this time. Just say, my heart is open. My heart is open to the grace of the universe, to the grace of God, to the grace of the divine, to the grace of all beauty, to the grace of all abundance, to the grace of the healing energy within me to empower me, to transform me, to inspire me, to awaken me at this moment. Moment by moment, as we choose to awaken to our authentic, true selves, we release ourselves of the past and we awaken to the present moment where everything simply is. Within this isness, we are all one. There is no separation. We are all children of the universe. We are all holy, whole, and complete. I invite you again to take a deep breath. I'm sending you love and light and blessings to all of you. Be open to receive. As we give out love and light to the whole world, creating peace, joy, allowing this light to renew and rejuvenate the whole planet and awaken and enlighten our consciousness. Thank you for being present as we come out into the now from wherever we were. Again, I practice the now. I practice the present moment, letting go, letting God. Letting go, letting inspiration fulfill our needs, our hearts, and show us and guide us into the right direction. Thank you again for being present. I'm going to reintroduce our wonderful, inspiring guest one more time, Jerry Scher, director, producer, writer. Jerry, a member of the Directors Guild of America, she's an award-winning filmmaker who is currently in pre-production on the documentary feature Live Life, a movie about the human spirit and its ability to heal. Her website is www.livelifethemovie.com. Her email address is Jerry, J-E-R-R-I, 13@AOL.com. And her contact number is area code 310-360-4831. I invite you to visit the website. There is much learning and awakening there. But for now, Jerry.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Jerry. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And I say our show because this show belongs to everyone.
Right. It's a pleasure.
So we're all grateful for you. So the first time I learned about the movie that you're going to make, the documentary, was when I went to see Spiritual Warriors and there was a promo. And immediately I got drawn to what you're creating. And we're all very grateful for what you are doing for humanity, creating for humanity. So would you please tell us how you got involved with this project about healing?
Yes. Well, there are no accidents in the world, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I went to Esalen up at Big Sur for our anniversary a couple of years ago. And I had the pleasure of being in a wonderful seminar, healing and having fun through guided imagery with Dr. Emmett Miller. And I learned about guided imagery there and told Dr. Miller that I was a filmmaker, and if he wanted to contact me after the seminar, that would be great. And I gave him my card, and a couple days later I heard from him. And the next thing I knew, we were in discussions, and I was spending months and months interviewing people all over the country who had been healed through guided imagery. And then the movie started.
That's beautiful. For the listeners out there, I was also healed from lupus, an autoimmune disease, actually, and a near-death accident. Not all using guided imagery, but a big part of the healing was guided imagery. So I'm a true believer in this, and I'm grateful for Jerry to be on this show today. But why do you think that your soul, that your spirit called you to this?
I have to believe that everything I've done in life so far has been getting me ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my first career, I was an artist and a painter, so I had to have those skills in order to freeze every frame and make it look beautiful in a film. And then my next career was in the trucking business, and I learned producerial skills and how to become a producer. And always I've been told that I'm able to bring out the best in people, and they trust me. So when I'm interviewing people, they can really speak from the heart. Because some people are afraid to tell their stories to certain interviewers, and yet I get everything from them. So I think that, you know, I've had experiences in life. My husband had a heart attack 10 years ago, and he was healed, and I've been through it personally and globally, and I just think that I was chosen to tell the world this story.
I think it's a beautiful thing that you're doing. Now, the guided imagery, is this only for disease? Physical diseases?
Michelle, it's very interesting, but in the film, we don't just talk to people about physical ailments. There are people who use it for peak performance, like a famous football star, Roger Craig, in order to win in the playoffs against the Minnesota Vikings. He used guided imagery. Joan Baez used it because she had stage fright going before her performances. There are people who use guided imagery for many things, not just for physical ailments, emotional, spiritual, psychological.
Right. That's great for all of us to know, for all of our listeners.
that we can use guided imagery in every area of our life, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it can be the littlest thing like a headache or, you know, major bile duct cancer. I have everybody in the, you know, I've interviewed people with, you know, death sentence in 2 months or people who have a hangnail.
Oh, people who have what? I'm sorry.
A little hangnail.
Oh, hangnail.
Yeah.
Hangnail.
Or a headache.
Right, right, right. It's the power of guided imagery because the mind doesn't know the difference, right?
Well, it's the power of the mind. Actually, we only use 10% of our brain, and there's so much more there. And this is what's so fascinating when I interview the scientists like Dr. Candace Pert and, you know, Dr. Jeannie Achterberg and, of course, Bernie Siegel and Carl Simonton and Emmett Miller. You know, there's so much more that we can do with our brain. And if we focus our mind with our body, we can heal anything.
I love what you just said. We can heal anything. But then again, it's a process, right?
It is.
Yeah. We need to give this information out to the listeners that we need to be patient, and it's a process.
And you have to be committed. I mean, the little boy, Will, who's in our film, he listens to his tapes every morning and every night faithfully for years. I mean, there's no stopping. It's very, you know, it's a huge commitment.
Yes. So I learned about the 9-year-old boy. His name is Will. Does he still have a brain tumor? I know he had a brain tumor.
Well, we like to think he doesn't, but no one's checked it out medically.
Okay. Okay.
They just go along with the fact that he's well.
That's beautiful. Just creating it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. There's nothing in their vocabulary that will say differently. And he skis and he swims. And as you saw in the Live Life A to Z that I showed you, he's the salient character in the letters.
Right. Okay, so now I know what you're talking about, the A to Z, but our listeners probably don't.
Right.
So can you go further into this and give us more information?
Well, there was a huge inspiration that came to me during the process of getting ready to make this big feature, which is so complex. And that was that I needed to make a 5-minute short to show people, you know, what we had in the big movie. And I decided that people need inspiration in a very easy way to get inspired to go through the day. So I made a little film called Live Life A to Z. And there's a word or phrase for every letter of the alphabet to inspire people in an uplifting way. Like A is awaken the child within you, and B is be in the moment. And it's all visuals and music, and it has the people from the film in this little short.
Yes, I've seen it, and I encourage everyone to see it. It's beautiful for the whole family. It's awakening for the whole family. And it really raises one's vibration, Jerry. As I was watching it, I noticed my vibration just changing, and I felt much, much better.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that.
Yeah, and so how can the listeners, how can the people get the Live Life A to Z short film?
Well, we're hoping to get a philanthropist or an organization or company to sponsor it so that we can give it to the world. That's how we're going to raise the rest of the money for the film. So we're in the process now. If anyone knows anyone who has a foundation or wants to give something to all of the people in hospitals or doctor's offices or for education, we want to give this to the world, and we want someone to sponsor it.
Right, right. So let's cause it here on this show. Anyone out there listening, if you yourself, your family members, your loved ones, and if you ever come across within the next few days to someone that you may think that universe is making you a channel, a vessel, to be part of this, to create this documentary, please feel free to contact Jerry. Yeah, let's give the people out there your contact number again. Would you like to do that, please?
Sure. It's 310-360-4831, and the email address is jerry13@aol.com.
Right. So because we're limited, only like 1 hour talking about this whole
documentary film. And Jerry, I really encourage you afterwards to check out the website again. It's www.livelifethemovie.com. It's very interesting. You know, regular, normal people, you know, just like all of us, are telling their stories, and we can all relate. Right, Jerry?
Yes, and the world is ready for this now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And why is that?
Well, because I think there's a change in the way people think, and the society has come full speed around, and they're much more open to spirituality
mm-hmm.
and to different types of medicine. People are just getting a little bit fed up with the traditional medicine because they're not getting answers, and people aren't looking at the whole body. They're just sending them to, you know, separate little doctors, you know, for the ear or the eye or the toe. And people want someone to look at the whole being.
Mhm. Mhm. Right. And now we're not saying that people should not take medication. Let it be clear right here, right now, because
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, because there are plenty of people who will always continue and should continue to do their regular regimen of medication or doctors or whatever. And there are plenty of people in our movie, one in particular who had bipolar disorder, who was on many medications, but she also used guided imagery as well.
Right, exactly. We're not telling anyone, again, to take yourself off of medication or do not take medication. There's a time and place for everything. For example, when I had my flare-up with my lupus, when I was diagnosed, and that day that I collapsed at my house and I couldn't walk, I had to go on medication in order to be able to move on with my life. But integrating holistic and guided imagery and, you know, integrating everything in order to be healed in the beginning. So let it be clear.
Absolutely.
Let it be clear. Let it be clear. This is wonderful. So can you tell us further about this documentary so that the people really get the whole of what you're talking about?
Well, I think there are many people who have very compelling stories, and it's my job to interview, you know, hundreds of people and find the 10 or 15 of the most compelling stories, which we have sort of done, and the cast is on the website, and you can read about each person. And we'll tell this story through them so that people will, you know, realize what they can do with their own lives.
Right. And if there's anyone out there that's interested, that is being inspired right now, how can they help? And
oh, so many ways, Michelle. A film is so huge and so complex. There are a myriad of things that have to go into it, and we're always looking for people who are interested in many ways, whether it be production assistants or researchers or funders, producers, you know, just many, many possibilities.
Right. And so what's just coming to my mind is maybe someone out there is wondering, have you ever used guided imagery yourself?
Oh, yes. The reason that I felt like I believed in this in the beginning is that many, many years ago, I worked with Anthony Robbins, and I walked on the burning hot coals, and I actually, you know, broke wood with my bare hands, and, you know, it was all just by controlling my mind that I could do those things. So, you know, and it was such an important day for me when I did that I actually sent my two children, who were the youngest kids ever to walk on the hot coals. They were like 7 and 9 with my husband. So I do it all the time. You know, I do it for various, not just for healing with physicality, but mostly to be able to accomplish all the things that I want to do. You know, I write all night, and I do like 10 jobs at once. And the only reason I can do it is because I'm using guided imagery.
Right, right. For myself, 2 years ago when I had the accident, the near death, I was a pedestrian. SUV didn't see me and struck me. And I, for a period of time, I wasn't able to walk. And how I use the guided, I call it meditation and imagery, is that my passion is to dance. My passion is really to dance. And every day, several times a day, I would imagine myself dancing and really creating it. And I really felt it, Jerry and Alyssa. I really felt the shift taking place. you know, within me and the possibility and the strength coming back.
Right. That's beautiful. Well, it's so beautiful because that's what's so fascinating. Everybody has this fantastic image. I mean, I have someone in our movie that, you know, goes into a bubble and then goes up in the sky, you know, like sort of like a magic carpet thing. Everybody has something, and it's just amazing. I mean, when my daughter 7 years ago got RSD in her foot, and she couldn't walk and she was in a wheelchair, you know, we used guided imagery to help her. And, I mean, it can be used for just about anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just taking the time right now to reintroduce our guests. We're speaking to Jerry Scher, director, producer, writer. Jerry is a member of the Directors Guild of America. She's an award-winning filmmaker, a beautiful person, causing wonderful things, awakenings for humanity. She's currently in pre-production on a documentary feature, Live Life, a movie about the human spirit and its ability to heal. The website, again, is www.livelifethemovie.com. Jerry, how did you come up with this name, Live Life?
Oh, boy, you know, coming up with the right name, that is so difficult. We had a million names, and we kept bantering them around. And I think somehow I just felt like it spoke to us, you know. It's Live Life, and then there's a little tagline underneath, Awakening Your Inner Power, mm-hmm. which is, you know, our title, Awakening Your Inner Power. So, I just think it says a lot about, you know, life. You want people to be living and enjoying every moment, and somehow it resonated with us. So for now, that is the title.
I love it. It's such a beautiful suggestion to the subconscious mind.
Okay.
Live life instead of struggling, resisting.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm getting. Live it.
Yes.
Live it to the fullest.
Yes.
So use all the possibilities within.
And then, you know, some of our cast, you know, like Little Will says, live today like there's no tomorrow. And when you hear those words from a 9-year-old, you know, your heart just like goes out. And it's like amazing.
It's really amazing. But for some people, I always have to bring this up because what we're talking about is fantastic, you know, it's inspiring. But there are a lot of people, Jerry, out there that are struggling, and they're like, how can I live in this moment when I'm struggling financially, you know, in relationships, my health, here and there? How can I live in the present moment when I'm always worried about the future, what will happen to my children, with my health, with the mortgage, with the rent?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, you know, Michelle, I think that they have to take baby steps.
Okay.
It's very important each day to take like maybe 3 minutes the first day and 5 minutes the next day and look at the website and just read one thing on there, one thing that could be inspiring. You know, people have to take baby steps and they will get through it, but it's not going to be easy.
Right. Everyone out there, baby steps, patience. And be good to yourself. Be
right.
To
Even
your
if
mind.
It's a matter of, I don't have a lot of money, but I can go have a coffee or I can go buy a new lipstick. Be good to yourself.
Be good to yourself, right? Be kind to yourself.
Right.
Don't punish yourself. I know all about it because I did it all.
And
I
really, what
all.
You give, you receive. I mean, that's the way the world works.
You give and you receive?
What you give.
Uh-huh.
You receive.
Exactly. What you give comes back to you. That's beautiful. So I love your website. I've visited several times, and this morning I visited again. And somewhere there, is it under Explore Mind, Body, Science, I believe, you say, you are what you think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell us more.
We have a whole section about scientific information that people can go to, as well as all of the different websites of Dr. Miller's websites and Dr. Pert and all the other gurus and science experts that we employ in the movie. There's really a wealth of information that people can get from our website.
I was just going to say that. It's like a book.
Right.
It's like going to a seminar.
Exactly.
Well, we want to share goodness in the world. The whole idea of this movie is to heal the planet, you know, one step at a time. But people, we can reach the most people through a film, through a feature film. So that's the whole idea.
Right. And so you are what you think. What does that mean?
Well, you know, if you look in the mirror and you think you're so beautiful and you have this image of yourself that, you know, you're gorgeous, then when you walk out on the street, people will actually see that come through, and they will think you're beautiful. You know, if you have an image of yourself that you're, you know, sickly and downtrodden, you know, people will see that too. So you really have to try to perk yourself up and give yourself the most positive implication that you can.
Right. And then you just become what you believe, what you think
right.
about yourself.
Right. You will become it. It's like when you do a guided imagery session in your brain and you know, tell yourself, you know, I mean, that's how a lot of people lose weight, if they're, you know, wanting to lose weight, for instance.
Right. And so, actually, like a couple of weeks ago, I had a client who was telling me that I think her father, something like that, continuously told her that she was ugly and that she was worthless and good for nothing and everything. And this person believed it, even though she was really beautiful. I mean, I see everyone as beautiful. But really, she was physically beautiful, but she had become to believe that she's no good and that she's worthless and that she's ugly. And everything outside of her home, her outside world, represented her inside world.
Right.
So what we are, we give out the vibes, we create our outer world. And so how can we do this? By, I'm just sharing it with you, Jerry, by practicing, right, and taking action and using our will, God-given will.
Well, that's why so much of our film, believe it or not, is about that when you're little, a little child, you know, you're pure. It's pure before all the negativity. And there's so much that's influenced us when we're little because people can feed you information and make you think you're one way when you're really another way. So it's very important to inspire people with positive thoughts all the time, because they will become what you say they are. And I'm always doing that with my own grandchildren, saying how beautiful they are. And, you know, they're going to grow up thinking they're absolutely beautiful because, you know, I'm making them believe that.
Absolutely. We have such impact on each other. I mean, let's be good to each other. Let us use our words for healing, for inspiring, for creating beauty, for awakening to our true self, to our God self. And even though I do make mistakes with my children, you know, I apologize and I focus on seeing them as their God selves, as their wonderful emanations, and they're just here to learn, and they make mistakes, and they're here to make the mistakes, learn, overcome, and grow, right?
Absolutely. I have two children, and now they're grown, and they have, you know, their own children. But it's amazing to me that I have inspired them to become such amazing adults through the way that I brought them up. And it's so empowering, and that's why the A to Z project is so great, because if people just look at that, it gives them all of a sudden positive inspiration.
Right. Going back to the A to Z for someone that may have just joined us, it's a short film, right? Short
yes,
film.
5 minutes.
5 minute short film, inspiring, awakening. And what Jerry's proposing, looking for right now, is a philanthropist, an organization that would like to support her to produce this, right?
It's all set to go out to the world.
Oh,
we just want someone to fund it. And it will be sent right out to the whole world with their name on it. And then that will give us the funds to make the feature.
It's a beautiful short film. You can share it with your whole family, grandparents, parents, children, grandchildren, friends, family, dogs, cats. Everyone can sit down and watch it. And we're grateful. Somewhere, Jerry, on the website, I just took notes, so forgive me if I don't know where it is. You say, someone says, from victims to heroes, all these people that are in the movie.
Right.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. Well, actually, what I have learned is that many of the casts that I've interviewed, Jerry Elster and Lakshmi, they were abused as children severely. And believe it or not, through imagery, they have become very important people in the world. Lakshmi has developed chair yoga for the elderly and the disabled. She's quite amazing. And Jerry Elster has changed the statute of limitations for because she was raped, and when they went to find the person who did it, the statute, it was too late and they couldn't do anything about it. So she's actually helped change the laws. So I noticed that people who had been victims as children have somehow brought themselves up by their bootstraps and really are now heroes to help other people in the world. And it is very inspiring. You can read about them on our cast page.
In the cast page. I invite you to visit the website again. It's www.livelifethemovie.com. You know, unconsciously, we're programming ourselves to become victims and to live as victims. And I do believe that we have the power within us to move from being victims to being powerful people, to heroes, to people that through their own learnings, through our own learnings and experience, we can make a difference, touch someone else's life. And this is exactly what Jerry's doing with this movie, right?
Yes, we're trying to do that. And even little Will, this little boy who had three siblings, you know, he's inspired his whole family to be better people. And his dad tells me, he's a cardiologist, he said, you know, I was a doctor before and I'm a doctor now, but I'm a much better doctor now because now I have empathy. So it's amazing that what they've learned through their own child.
Oh, absolutely. Children are the greatest teachers. Oh, my God. I learn so much from my kids because I know that they're here to teach me. I know that we have chosen to be together in this lifetime, to share, to love, and to learn from each other and to grow, right?
Absolutely.
And if we just really see all of our family members and all of our loved ones, even those that we have conflict with, because I have had, and I'm not just talking about this from reading books or going to seminars, because I'm divorced myself and I have gone through those difficult times, but we are in a place right now at peace. You know, and it is just learning to accept what is, learning that we're all here to share, to love, to learn, to grow, to overcome, and to experience oneness.
And also to let go of negativity.
Right.
If we can just let it go and move on, that's a big part of it.
Okay, now we're talking about negativity. There may be people out there that don't know what you're talking about. Can you be more specific? What is negativity to you?
Certainly. You know, I've met a lot of people who have had very explicit stories and some horrific situations in their life. And when they start to tell me about their brother burning their house down and things like that, I say, oh, no wonder they got sick with cancer. And, you know, finally when they just give it all up and don't hold any hard burdens anymore, they get better.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about letting go with the negativity of problems of people who have perhaps done something to you that you didn't like, but not to hold a grudge, and just look for the love in the world and look for the people. Surround yourself with people who you care about and who care about you.
Right. And how can someone do that when they're angry? My suggestion is through forgiveness.
Right.
Forgiveness is a tool, is a God-given way, tool, whatever you want to call it, insight for us to be able to, you know, feel the emotions. Yes, what has happened, but let us forgive ourselves and others in order to free our souls. This is what I say.
To free our souls and to say, what was the lesson I had to learn from this experience?
Beautiful.
There's usually always a lesson.
Oh, beautiful. I'm a big advocate for learning lessons in every situation. I'm so grateful that you brought that up. There's always learnings, right, Jerry?
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, because I said to myself, how in the world did I, you know, have become a filmmaker? Here I was, you know, never went to film school, was a female, lived in Massachusetts. I had like three strikes against me. And people said, you can't be a film director. That's impossible. But yet, you know, I was meant to do that. So it's all these little lessons, you know, we have to learn. And we have to take the guidance and we have to go with the flow and do what we're supposed to do for this world.
Right. And you're an award-winning filmmaker, aren't you? And you're making films joyfully from your heart.
From my heart, that's true. When I was standing on 42nd Street for 5 years making the documentary, you know, up in the skyscraper thinking that I was going to be blown over and killed, I said, God will take care of me. I'll be okay. And I was okay.
The belief, right, Jerry?
Yes.
The belief that God will take care of you, right?
That's right.
That, oh my God, I just felt that. My heart just opened up. It's our belief, what we believe, we create. Right. So
absolutely. I do that all the time.
Yes, go ahead.
I just, you know, if I feel something is supposed to happen, I just go with it, no matter how outlandish it seems. And I just follow my heart. And it always is the right thing.
Right. It's so beautiful that you're following your heart. There's so many people, Jerry, out there that have conflict between their mind and their heart. The mind says do this, the heart says do another, and they live with conflict.
Right,
you have to listen
to your intuition, and I don't know, I believe that you get signs. You get signs. I mean, like last week, I got three signs in 2 days that I was supposed to go to the Conscious Life Expo from three different places. It was the weirdest thing. So I went.
Pay attention to the signs. Where are these signs coming from, Jerry?
You know, it could be as weird as a license plate in front of you. It could be a sign. It could be something on a TV commercial. It could be in your mail. It could be a phone call, a premonition, a dream. You really have to be open. People coming into your life, there's usually a reason. You know, there's always a reason. I don't know if you ever read Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. But that's about the people who come into your life and why.
Right, right. Now, I think I saw the movie, actually. I didn't read the book. Yes. So in order for us to be able to pay attention to the signs, I believe that we must bring ourselves into live in the present moment, awake. Right? If we're attached to the past and living with misery and what should have happened, you know, if our consciousness is always in the past or in the future, we're not present with the signs.
Well, that's the biggest problem. Most people don't live for the moment.
Right.
You really have to enjoy the moment. I mean, this might sound like weird, but it's so much fun for me if I'm going to have like an ice cream cone or an ice cream bar to make it last for like an hour and just like enjoy every bit of it and just sit there and just eat it and not think of anything else while I'm doing it. And I know that might sound luxuriously weird, but
it's beautiful to me.
I just think it's great because it's just, you know, I'm focusing on that, and that's important at the moment.
Okay. I love what you just said. Focusing on that, and that is important in the moment.
Right, because if your brain and mind is running around thinking of the past or what you're going to do in the future, you're missing everything that's happening right now.
Exactly.
And I learned that from my grandchildren. When I'm with them playing a game or singing a song, I'm 150% theirs. And nothing else in the world matters. The whole world could blow up and it wouldn't even bother me. I'm just totally devoted to that time with them.
Right. So, key words here, focus and attention. If our focus is on what she said yesterday, blah, 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 right? Or what he did 10 years ago, blah, 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 blah. Then our focus and attention is there. Then we're missing on the signs, on the grace, on the blessings, on the revelations of the God within us and the universe and the oneness.
Right.
I appreciate
exactly.
that. Yes?
You got it perfectly.
I got it. I got it through my own darkness, through my own experiences. So,
well, you had a revelation.
Revelations to, you know, let go.
Right.
Bring the focus into the house. Focus on what I want to create. Focus on what I want to experience. And every time I get out of that, you know, and that vibration where I am, I need to bring myself back. And that's why I always say, you know, it's a process and it's a practice. These are two key words for me, Jerry, and
right.
the listeners.
And I just feel so privileged that I've been chosen to do this work. I mean, it's like, you know, Dr. Miller could have had anybody, any director, work with him, and all Dr. Pert and all these people. She was in What the Bleep, as a matter of fact. But when I meet with these people and I work with them, I just feel like I'm put up on a level up in a cloud, you know. And I'm like, I just feel so privileged and thankful.
Yes, and you're willing, big time. Nobody's forcing you. You're willing with an open heart. And so let me reintroduce, because someone may be listening and going, who is she talking to? I'm talking to Jerry Scherr, director, producer, writer. She's a beautiful person making a difference for humanity through this documentary feature. She's a member of the Directors Guild of America, and is an award-winning filmmaker. And she is currently in pre-production on the documentary feature Live Life, a movie about the human spirit and its ability to heal. Again, the website is www.livelifethemovie.com. And Jerry, your contact number again?
310-360-4831. And the email address is jerri13@aol.com.
Okay, beautiful. Jerry is looking for willing people with open heart to contribute to this movie, right?
Yes, yes. We're waiting for more funding to finish the movie. Documentaries normally take 7 years. That's the average. We're way ahead of that already. I want to finish in the next 6 months to a year, depending on the funding. But that's usually why it takes so long, because you need to have the right people on board as executive producers and funders.
Right, right. Beautiful. So if anybody's out there listening, being inspired, being awakened, this movie will transform the world, I guarantee, awakening people about the power within, awakening people that they're not alone. You are not alone. You can be open to share, to gain, and just to feel the love, and through the love we can heal. And this is what Jerry's doing for all of us, awakening us to the power within ourselves to heal. And thank you, God, also. God, thank you.
God brings us the people we need.
Absolutely. We appreciate you bringing us all together. I'm passionate about God. I'm just devoted to God. Now, what is God? Someone's out there is going, I hear people out there, you know. What is God? What is she talking about? God is whatever, whoever, whatever energy that inspires you, that awakens you, that guides you. That's God. And God is everything to me.
That's
God. God is Jerry. God is all the listeners. God is everything that I feel, that I see every single day. What's God to you, if you don't mind me asking, Jerry?
Well, I think that I've been very fortunate in my life, in the fact that I'm thankful for every moment. And I think somehow God's given me that. Like, I feel like if I died tomorrow, it would be okay, because I've done so much already to help the world. So I think God is everyone. And it's just around me all the time.
All around you all the time. All around you all the time doing what?
Inspiring me, keeping me going, giving me positive information, somehow feeding me information that I need to help other people.
Right. Would you say inside and outside of you?
I think it comes from an outer source and comes through me. And a lot of it comes in the middle of the night, mostly at 3 o'clock in the morning. I get a lot of my inspiration and my ideas then.
Okay. Now, is it through dreams or is it through just aha moments?
It's not really dreams. I mean, I do dream a lot, but it's mostly I'll wake up abruptly at 3 and then the information is there. It's almost like automatic writing.
Okay. Is it a knowing?
Yeah, it
okay.
is. And it's like information that's given to me in advance, things that happen in the world that I know about way in advance.
Ah, beautiful. So the reason that I'm going into this further is just to awaken people, not that I'm a master of this, but much experience with God, the divine, that God speaks to us in multiple ways, through our dreams, through our knowings, through other people, through movies, right, such as this.
Right, right.
Live life through newspapers, through radio, such as this.
Right.
So we just need to...
Just have to watch for the signs.
Yeah, and want to hear God, want to be guided by God, to be one.
Right.
And then we can really get what God is about and how God, divine energy, spirit, whatever you want to, whatever term you have is fantastic just for you. Keep it. He's always with us, supporting us, loving us, caring for us, nurturing us, and just being present. I appreciate that.
Right. Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
True.
Jerry, now I forgot to ask you, how many documentary films have you made so far?
This will be the fourth.
This will be the
Before
fourth,
that, I worked on several features.
Right. In how long?
Probably the last. I started writing 15 years ago, and I started making movies 12 years ago. But this is like my third distinct career and my third life.
Okay. Now, is this the one that you're in production right now? Is it different from the other ones?
Well, I did a documentary about 42nd Street in New York, the rebirth of 42nd Street, and then I did a documentary about same-sex marriage, legalization of same-sex marriage in Massachusetts, and then I worked on the New York Times building, and now Live Life.
Okay. I want to ask you, where do you see yourself after Live Life? Do you?
Yes, I wrote a screenplay called The Twig Painter, which is about the cure for HIV, and it was just named a finalist in a screenwriting competition for the Real Women International Film Festival, and so hopefully I'll be making that movie next.
Oh, so you're going really towards healing.
Yeah, that's a feature, but I know that I was given that information for a reason.
Right, and this is information that came to you
in the middle of the night, like
in the middle of the night.
Yeah, many years ago. I actually just wrote the novel too, so the novel will be coming out in a few months, The Twig Painter.
A novel as well?
Yes.
You're very busy.
Yes, I told you, I work 24/7.
You're very busy, and you're a beautiful vessel channel for God, for the divine, for the light.
Thank you.
And you're a willing one. And how wonderful would it be if the whole world were such open vessels? What would happen? Can we just imagine that right now?
Yeah, it would be great, wouldn't it?
What would happen if every single person was an open vessel for God, for the divine, for spirit, for life, for the universe, whatever term? What would happen?
It would be amazing.
Yeah, now let's be more specific. What would happen if every single person in every family member would be an open vessel for God to flow through? Can you imagine?
It would be amazing. There wouldn't be any... we would solve a lot of the problems in the world, that's for sure.
Relationships, the sharings, the carings, the generosity, the compassion, the understanding, the willingness. I'm getting high just thinking about it. I don't know about the listeners, but if you really get what I was talking about here, if every person was an open channel for divine, such as Jerry, being so open and willing to want to make a difference, to heal the world, what would happen? What would happen? What would happen to the people that are suffering across the world, right?
Right. I mean, it's just amazing what you can do if you open your mind and your heart to others.
Yes. Let's ask ourselves. I'm sure if you ask right now, if anyone asks, how can I be open? What would happen if I allow myself to be open? The answer will definitely come to you, if not now, in 10 minutes, in an hour, in 5 hours, by evening, tomorrow. Just let it go and it will come and it will inspire you. It will inspire me. I'm just getting high.
And everybody should start with their own self.
Exactly.
They have to love themselves first before they can also help others.
Right. Because an empty vessel is not able to do anything for other people.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely.
Full of love, full of acceptance. Acceptance. And then, therefore, be able to be a clear channel, a willing channel for the divine. What would happen if every single person was an open channel for God, divine, light, source, creator, universe, to flow through them? What would happen across the world?
Well, the whole idea of the healing is that one step at a time, if each person helps each other to heal mentally, physically, emotionally, we won't have all these wars and all these problems in the world. And, you know, that's obviously globally what we want to accomplish through a movie like this.
Right. And I kept saying across the world, but forgive me, right here, right where we are, right where our neighbor is, right where the homeless are, right where the abused and the sick and the lonely are, right where the elderly are. What would happen if we open up ourselves to the divine, allowing the light? Everything is possible, right, Jerry? Right,
everything
listeners?
Is possible.
Yeah, when we ask this, I mean, every time I'm asking this, and forgive me, I keep asking this, I realize more and more of the possibilities. We block ourselves.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, people are always blocking themselves. So the whole idea is to, like, if you know there's, like, the secret and then there's what the bleep. And if you take the whole spectrum from one to the other, which one is very high esoteric and one is a little more mundane, but if you go the whole gamut in between, this huge rainbow, everything is possible, and our film is right in the middle, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The realm of possibilities, it's infinite, as the name of this show, Infinite Love Radio, as you have been listening to. Oh, thank you, Jerry. I appreciate your presence. I appreciate all of your sharing and what you're doing for humanity.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you so much for having me be on your amazing show. It's terrific.
So before we close, do you have anything that you would like to say to the listeners or to the whole world? What would you like to say?
Well, I would like to say that it's a privilege to be able to be directing this film. I'm hoping to inspire people all over through the movie, and we just want to get it finished. And anyone who has any possibilities to help us with it, contact us, because it's certainly going to be an inspiration, and we hope it goes all the way to the Oscars.
Yes, we say yes to this. And how can you contact Jerry? Jerry will tell you right now.
310-360-4831 or jerry13@aol.com. That's jerri13@aol.com. And you can visit our website at www.livelifethemovie.com.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Jerry, for being present with us. I appreciate you. And I'm looking forward to this film.
Thank you, Michelle. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. Bless you. And before we close, if anyone is being inspired right now, allow yourself to be inspired. Allow yourself to be open. Allow yourself to take the phone and make that phone call to the friend, to the loved one, to someone that may come across your way that can make a difference in supporting Jerry in making this film. For we are all one and we can all make a difference in this world, one by one. As we connect the dots, we can make a difference, and I'm grateful. So we've learned so much about the possibilities, about the power within to heal, about our choices, about what we think about ourselves we create, about shifting our consciousness from victim consciousness to hero consciousness, to power consciousness, to the power within through guided imagery, through God, through belief, through openness. So I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for my guests. And for this week, this has been Infinite Love Radio. For now, I invite everyone to take a deep cleansing breath in, breathing in infinite love into every cell in our being, in our body, and breathe it out to the whole world, for we are all one. Please don't forget to visit our website, www.infinitelove.radio, and download free guided meditations and insights. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. Thank you. Bless you. Until next week. Good day.